8:35 the time, 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show, a Monday edition. And one of the many reasons I look so forward to the weekend is really the weekend programming that we have here. And I especially look forward to Sundays. Sundays TNN Radio. If you've been a listener for any length of time here at KXFM, you know Jimmy Alvarez anchors the TNN Radio show. It's really the ultimate alternative sonic experience. It features music from all kinds of alternative subgenres from every decade you can imagine. It's a fabulous and fun show. And we have Jimmy Alvarez with us here this morning. Thanks, Jimmy, for being here. How are you, buddy?
Dude, what is happening? I can't believe I'm talking to the man, the myth, the legend that is Ed Seinfeld. How are you, sir?
I'm doing better now, I think. Yeah, much better. Yeah, thank you. No, but it's me who should be honored talking to you, man. A great show that you've had here for several years. And even before you arrived here, you had come up with the concept of TNN. For the listeners who haven't heard you, Sundays from 1 to 3, right?
Yeah, 1 to 3 every Sunday afternoon, man.
Tell us what goes on during your shows.
Well, the show's called TNN. It actually is an acronym, TNN for then and now. It just means music then and now. And what we try to do is we try to fit the footprint of KXFM, which is what Tyler and I first discussed many, many years ago. He wanted to bridge new music by local artists, which is something that we do champion, especially everyone here in Orange County. But with our background, I do the show with Lisa London, and she and I have worked in radio for it seems like three decades now. And we also have Rachel Contreras, who is an editor and a columnist over at OC Music News. And what we do is we have this little formula where we are going to interview a lot of the big bands, you know, the bands that everyone knows, the bands that are featured in huge festivals. And by doing that, we had a certain audience that was attracted. And by doing that, that gave us the vehicle to promote some up-and-coming bands or bands that are just now breaking. And so what we try to do every show, we try to interview some of these bands, whether it doesn't matter how big or how new they are. If people want to hear about them, TNN Radio is definitely the place you can hear them.
Right on. Now, tell me about that first conversation with Tyler. If people don't know Tyler, here you got someone with outstanding radio chops that knows exactly what he's looking for when he hires somebody. And you know what? You think to yourself, man, this is about as good as a conversation as I can have. How was that first conversation with you?
Well, you know, the thing that was interesting is I had a conversation with a long radio friend of mine by the name of Christy Carter, and she was down at another radio station in San Diego and was very, very good friends with Mookie. And at that time, we had just finished doing, I can't remember who it was, I think we did something with the Pretenders or something like that, and she said, you know, you would be a really good show for the station Mookie's at. And I asked her to tell me about it, and she said, well, why don't you call Mookie? Here's his number, and he'll tell you a little bit about it. And I had a very brief conversation, and he kind of said, you know, it's a new station. We just launched, and we want to do a few things, and I think that your show would be a good fit for us. So I said, great, no problem. Then he put me through to Tyler. And I got to tell you, you know, and I know that I have ruffled feathers when I've said this in the past, not necessarily anyone in the Laguna market, but our big brother stations, right. They had lost their way for a little bit, if you ask me, and they were doing like this corporate rock type, this is the kind of music you should everybody be playing. And a lot of people weren't too happy with that. And as a result, terrestrial radio went sideways, and they have slowly been trying to recover. But what KXFM offered was a vehicle, per Tyler and the rest of the guys that were there at the time, Mookie and Jason Fetty, was let's have live voices on the air. Let's have music that not only represents, music today, but also, you know, we play the music that made the possibilities for all these new bands, which means the classic bands, the legacy bands. And if we can put merge both of them and put them together, I think that's a good combination. And we are going to play everything under the sun that we believe represents the California lifestyle. And I thought that that was a great idea. It fit our footprint really well. It didn't take us long to sign on the dotted line, and we have been very, very happy to be at KXFM all these years. We have a great audience that goes just like from coast to coast and around the world. And everyone is jealous in the industry of the ability of everyone that is at KXFM is a live voice, and they get the luxury of picking some of their own music. And that is something that you just don't see in radio these days. And I think that is the reason that KXFM has been as successful as it has been. They believe in supporting local artists. They believe in supporting their community. But more importantly, for me, it allows a DJ to do just that, play the music that they want to play. And conversely, at least for our audience, man, we have a nice round feel worldwide.
I want to make sure that the morning stenographer is catching all of this, by the way. So, you know what? The moniker that we have, Generational Alt Rock, just fits, man. It is the absolute perfect moniker, Generational Alt Rock. And knowing that your show leans alternative of every decade, what is it you love the most about alternative music? And was it your first love, or what, maybe an R&B thing, maybe a Motown thing? What was your first love musically?
You are speaking my language. My first love was Motown. Love Motown. I have always loved Motown. I love blues. And for whatever reason, don't ask me why, I had already started working in radio, and I met a guy named Allie Campbell from a band called UB40 way back in the day, and I have been in love with reggae music ever since. So, it's a little bit of everything that I have. You know, that I like to play, very eclectic, but I think for most part, because of my age, I just still love that Motown sound.
Yeah, same here. I think we can both agree that we were also, you and I, fortunate to be in radio and witness the birth of Nirvana, who I believe breathed life back into rock and roll again, because at that time we were on a road to 38 Special and Night Ranger for the rest of our lives.
It's interesting. Ed and I, unbeknownst at the time, went to the same concert. We attended a Nirvana concert, but they were not the headliner. It was Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and they were both opening for Red Hot Chili Peppers at the LA Sports Arena, and I think it was like 91, 92, like that.
I was the guy in the plaid shirt at a Nirvana show. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was just such an amazing show. We were doing interviews with I think Pearl Jam at the time, and that's the first time I had met Dave, and it was just the most surreal experience now. But got to meet Dave and Chris and Kurt, and I will always remember that. But knowing that Ed Seinfeld was there, probably the guy that threw something at me, I'll never forget it for that reason alone.
Yeah, I normally would end if it was either Nirvana or it didn't matter the show, but I would normally end up being the shirtless guy in the middle. That would be swinging my shirt over my head and around. So you've seen a ton of bands certainly here in Southern California. You've seen a ton of bands that made it. In your memory, can you scratch out a band the best band that hadn't made it, that just didn't get the attention they deserved?
Well, you know, that I still think that I think that it's a current band that is not getting the accolades just yet that they deserve.
Even better.
And it's a band that, believe it or not, a lot of people get very upset with me when I say it, but the truth of the matter, because we podcast everything at KXFM, right, we can prove it. So there's a little band out of Los Angeles. Because we embrace the local, you know, Southern California bands, we try to do as much as we can for Orange County. But there was a show that I went to at the, where was it? It was in Fullerton. There was a band that I came across and got to know. It was a band called The Interrupters. And I loved their first album, and it was their record release party, and we played some of their music that weekend. Well, it turns out that we were the first terrestrial radio station on the entire planet to ever play The Interrupters, and they have been great friends of KXFM ever since. And they, you know, we have them on the air, on, especially on Sundays every so often. And they really launched, in my opinion, the fourth wave of ska, which is now taking off again. But because of COVID and what's happened over the last year or so, they just didn't get to that level. I mean, they got a lot of love, don't get me wrong, but right. Man, I'm telling you, 2021 and 22, you're going to see something from this band, and they are literally a band that saved the genre. They really are. And you know what? Thanks to KXFM, because we aired them first.
Right on, man. I love hearing that. We are speaking with Jimmy Alvarez. TNN Radio happens Sundays from 1 to 3 o'clock. You got to tune in. You got to check out Orange County's true radio alternative. Jimmy Alvarez, I can't thank you enough for spending the time here, man. I have been long awaiting this, man. I appreciate you being on the program this morning.
Well, I got to say one thing to you, Ed. Thank you for hipping me to something that I did not know. When I'm there at the station, I'm on your end. I've never been on this end. I had no idea that I could hear everything in the studio when you're on hold. Good thing to know now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I enjoy the hold music while I put you on hold. Right, of course, man. Yeah. Right on. I'm glad, Jimmy. Jimmy Alvarez, once again, Sundays, 1 to 3 o'clock, TNN. My very best to you. Congratulations on such a successful show, and we look forward to many more years of it, man.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
You too.
8:47 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.